The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. How mankind came into being is much debated just now. A fierce war rages over whether the dogmatic doctrine of evolution is right, or if the God of the Bible is our Creator. Recently, 5 million people watched Ken Ham and Bill Nye's debate whether the biblical account of creation is true. The debate was so popular on Twitter that, for a time, the event was half of Twitter's trending topics. Thousands of others are yet viewing it by other means of modern media. Right here in Kentucky, the magnificent Creation Museum reveals the truth of creation. Some 25 years ago, Ken Ham, then a science teacher in Australia, was greatly disturbed by the constant statements in classrooms that evolution was how we got on this earth. So he began showing the true scientific evidence, all of which agreed with the biblical account of the creation in the book of Genesis. This would lead to a ministry called Answers in Genesis, which has become a worldwide organization that tells, with many different media means, the true story of man's origins. Is there scientific evidence that the biblical account of creation is more reliable than the theory of evolution? Consider this. Evolution says the earth is billions of years old. If this is true, why aren't people standing back to back all over the earth? There were only 300 million people on earth when Jesus walked here 2,000 years ago. Today there are 7 billion. If the population would increase that much in just 2,000 years, what would have happened in millions of years? Where did all those people go to? The $25 million Creation Museum, located in Florence, Kentucky, for several years has been astounding the liberal media by the crowds that have visited it. The education elitists are screaming that this is a dangerous idea that threatens to undo their stronghold on education throughout America. In my opinion, their very outcry may signal the very earliest stage of a national revival. Up until the early 1900s, Americans believed in the Genesis account of creation. Our nation was founded on the biblical teaching that God had created us as individuals and had a very specific plan for our lives. Likewise, we believed, as the Bible says, that God created all nations of men. We believed that the birth of America was of God for His own purpose of taking the gospel to the world. Our founders gained their wisdom from the Bible and thus created the greatest nation in world history. That great work began with them believing that God was both creator and ruler of men and nations. George Washington identified this belief when he stated, "It is impossible to account for the creation of the universe without the agency of a supreme being. It is impossible to govern the universe without the aid of a supreme being. It is impossible to reason without arriving at a supreme being. A reasoning being would lose his reason in attempting to account for the great phenomena of nature had he not a supreme being to refer to." Wonder why man will go to all the time and expense to teach the theory of evolution when neither the scientific evidence nor the beliefs of the wisest men in history support it. Funny, isn't it? How the mind can justify anything it wants to in order to avoid facing our Creator at the Great Judgment Day. You know, that is the purpose of the lie of evolution. Are you ready for that day because you have yielded your life to Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.